Thank you very much for the explanation. My name is Tanaka of Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Securities, and there are three questions I'd like to ask. First, in regard to AWS and Azure, I understand that you're doing good business there. But besides your company, without any criticism, who do you think has a great potential? And could you compare them with your operations? Instead of criticizing them from the very beginning, could you tell us about what the situation is in regard to this area, other companies' activities? That's difficult.
Actually, we don't see our competition in the certain area, which we call it the computing instance protection part. There's two types of competition there. One is if AWS or Azure, they themselves want to do this type of security, then of course that's a threat. And however, until now, both Azure and AWS, they all announced that they protect the infrastructure itself. However, the incidents and the data that is computing inside the incidents, they don't protect. So that's our first type of competition. The second type, we do see the Palo Alto and the network security player. They were trying to convert their existing perimeter protection type of instance, and they become a virtual appliances sitting in the cloud and using the virtual appliances to protect all these different type of the instance behind it. So it was just using the network appliances and converting to a virtual appliances. But so no criticism, but I just believe that because in the cloud, it's not just about this network that you need to protect. It's how you protect the whole server, the computing itself. And also what Trend Micro did very well is this utility-based. Because in cloud, usually it's instant increase of the computing power, right? When user want to use it, they instantly increase, and then they shrink it back. And when Trend Micro implement our way of charging by use, when they increase their computing instance, then we increase our protection. Customer really like this type of subscription, but utility business model. So that's my.
Thank you very much. The second point is in regard to the fact that your marketing methods and the marketing costs. Could you give us an update of what the situation is? Well, in regard to marketing, the situation has not changed that greatly. This is linked to net sales. But compared to the previous quarter or the quarter before that, we haven't seen any major changes. And Eva's presentation has touched upon this, but for the next generation endpoint, or for artificial intelligence or machine learning to be used for protection, we often hear talk about this, and we make efforts of our own in this area, and there will be products using those technologies that will be appearing, and we believe that there will be more focus in our marketing efforts in those areas. Thank you very much. In regard to the new enterprise customers, you have a number 11,000. This seems to be quite a large number. How do you evaluate that? Well, we have 500,000 customers. So whether 11,000 represents a large number or not is another subject. But most of the companies have some kind of security. The headache we face is that for virus protection, it's quite difficult to get new customers unless we reduce prices. And as mentioned in Eva's presentation, if we look at several cases, We have the connected threat defense, which provides a more comprehensive defense. And so we are seriously accelerating our efforts to increase customers even more than before.
Any other questions? Kikuchi from SMBC Nikko Securities, I have three questions. First, about tipping point, how the number from tipping point is reflected. Pre-gap is growing nicely, and in March there was hardly anything. In the previous quarter there was hardly anything. So it seems that on a month-by-month basis you're seeing a steady growth, and you have about 4 billion yen now. And by June, maybe you will already have 4 billion, 6 billion. What is the momentum? That's my first question. And also, in terms of segment, it's US-based a company, so maybe that all the numbers included in the US numbers and not in the numbers from Europe. And what about cloud business? Cloud business revenue does not include tipping point, does it? In terms of momentum, we already have a number up until end of June. And 4 billion yen, is this appropriate or not? Well, it's only been 1 month, and we believe that the momentum is right, but we don't know until it finishes. So 4 billion yen, this is the target, internal target for the quarter. I think the momentum is accelerating, but on the other hand, in the previous quarter, I think there was a lot of things that were set aside that is going to be reflected in the revenue. No, that's not happening yet. Oh, I see. This is a bit of a headache for us, as we mentioned last time, because when we got this from HP, the process within HP was very complicated, and we didn't have a full understanding, so it's not fully reflective yet. The second point is the revenue. Is this mostly US-based? I think that's the question. 70% of the revenue is US and 20% is Europe. So some sales is from Europe too. 2.8 billion times 20%. So it's not a big impact coming from Europe. Third question, cloud does not include tipping point. Cloud number is basically the same as the numbers that were disclosed before. Thank you. Second question, related to question by Mr. Tanaka earlier. Organic business cost is down by 9%, and it seems that there is a major impact from the exchange rate. Cost of operation right now, what does it look like? In the beginning of the term, Eva, you mentioned that now is the time to spend expenses. And you were very keen to spend a cost if there was opportunity. But it seems that in the first quarter and second quarter, the cost hasn't really increased that much. So what is the cost strategy right now? Do you still have the same attitude? You want to spend money where you should? And are you actually spending this money as you planned? Maybe I'm not understanding your question fully, but let me try to answer. Some things can respond to spending and others don't. Some products are growing fast, others are not growing so fast. And the growth can be attributed to different factors. And yes, we are trying to increase expenses where it is effective. Should we be more daring in our spending? For example, Cloud Edge has to be introduced to overseas markets, and next generation endpoint has to be launched. And yes, we will be spending money for those things. And these things didn't happen very much during the first half.
At the beginning of the year, when I say it's time to spend money, is we were talking about the targeted attack, APT, and back then our competitor, FireEye, is spending money like crazy trying to get the new customers. And so at that time, we feel we need to do the same thing to catch the new market. However, this market just changed very fast. When ransomware come, we really don't need to spend that much money to educate customers that you have a threat because it's so visible. Plus, FireEye, probably you also see the news, they totally cut back and they realize that they cannot continue to do this type of money-losing business, and therefore we don't have the competition to spend money. That's why in the first half we did not spend as much as I expected we need to.
Thank you very much. My third question. Looking at the revenue breakdown, you have a lot of cloud-related business as well now. So 30 billion yen is the sales for the quarter, and the cloud total revenue is about 4 to 5 billion. I think it's close to 5 billion now. And the remaining 2.5 billion, this is a big chunk, another big chunk. Consumer is 1 billion. Sorry, 10 billion. Sorry, 25 billion. And then consumers, 10 billion. And I think memory scan is a big percentage of this. Looking at the past trend, consumer is decreasing, but Japan is increasing. US is decreasing, but there is a slight increase. And enterprise, you were struggling in the past because of the legacy business. Now, Eva, you have shared with us a very encouraging comment, and Omikawa-san, your comments are also very encouraging. So, for traditional enterprise business, do you think the tide has changed? That is the message that I'm getting from you. Is that correct? And in the last 5 years, traditional enterprise business did not really grow that much. It was a little bit weak. And considering that the overall cloud business is growing. So what has changed, and when has the tide turned? So traditional PC scan, memory scan market trend, has it really changed? And if so, when? I'm sorry, maybe my question was too complicated. Let me try to answer. Maybe my message was not very encouraging, but in case of a virus, you cannot really feel the pain, and the users cannot really see the difference between Trend Micro and other companies. That's why there was a pressure to discount. But ransomware, this can be really detected quickly, and you know whether the detection rate is good or bad, depending on which company's product. So that's tailwind for us. Next generation, EDR, forensic endpoint. Endpoint market is also evolving. And as Eva has explained, unknown versus known. Well, we acquired Tipping Point, so we're now strong in both areas, which means that we have multiple features for endpoint. And according to Gartner's Magic Quadrant, several years ago, our position was not so good. But now we are in a better position, not because of one product, but we are connecting multiple products and solutions. And the behavior is changing, and the users are beginning to see the differentiation of Trend Micro. So it's not just one factor behind this. Thank you. Any other questions?
My name is Sato, and I have two questions. First, in regard to the second half, in regard to how you're going to handle your expenses, I'd like to ask, You've talked about the more salaries being paid for U.S. marketing and so on, but someone says that there hasn't been too much expenditures. What about in the second half? If there's going to be more focus on ransomware, as that would be the main threat in the second half, then what are you going to do about marketing costs? And also, what about the tipping point salaries? I don't know whether this will increase or not, but what is your outlook there in regard to compensation? Do you think that there will be any increases in that area? For tipping point expenses, there will be hardly any change from now. For marketing, it depends on the situation. When it comes to ransomware, we will be looking at how to connect this with sales. And also for endpoint protection and machine learning, we have clear numbers to cite about when we will spend how much, but then as time passes, there will be more increase in expenses here. What about for a tipping point? When there was consolidation, it was run as it is. There was nothing to be done 6 months ago. But for the next fiscal year, perhaps from the second half of next fiscal year, there may be new products coming about. Then what happens to capital expenditures and so on from the next fiscal year onwards? In no touch, we will not be touching the organization that much. And also for the product roadmap and so on, this has already been presented. And when we acquired Tipping Point, for speed, it was in the 20 gig or 40 gig area where there was some delay, and so there's investments there. And for the roadmap of Tipping Point, we are continuing to pursue this. As for the technology of Tipping Point and the integration with our technology, then we have those aspects. And as for capital expenditures, from a cash flow, it may be a one-time basis that you'll be looking at this, but there's not going to be that great a difference. There's HP that is making the hardware, and we're acquiring that from HP, but we will be searching for another vendor to make the hardware, and that will cost money to get the facilities and to have that vendor make it. It will be contract manufacturing that we will be doing. And there will not be that great an account on the accounting basis. In fact, we believe that our manufacturing costs would be lower than when HP was doing the manufacturing. There was talk about 4 billion of Tipping Point. On page 7, it includes up to 1.3 billion yen. This was the numbers up until... now, are you including that number in the 4 billion? In pre-GAAP, it's 2.8 billion. And it became 2.8 billion from 100 million in the previous quarter. And so we believe that by Q2, it'll be a total of 4 billion. And so in regard to this, even if it's 2.9 billion on a pre-GAAP basis, then we believe that Tipping Point will be in the black. I see. Then on an annual basis for a Tipping Point, what should be the number? It'll be about 4 billion in sales per quarter. But this year, there has been time necessary for various efforts. So for fiscal 2016, that may not be the case. But from FY17, we are looking at that kind of number. Then for this second quarter, we won't have the full 4 billion reflected. And then in the third quarter, it will return to more normal levels. Yes. And then next fiscal year, Tipping Point will not exist as a separate entity. They will be part of our network section. And for the next quarter, and it may still be unclear, but we don't intend to manage things this way next fiscal year. But for fiscal year, for the next fiscal year, it'll be 4 billion per quarter times 4 that can be anticipated for tipping point. And what about operating income for tipping point for 4 billion before you subtract the goodwill? For fiscal 2016, it'll be difficult because there's the deferred revenues. How to process that? What we get from HP, do we offset? Or do we handle that in revenues? So that's why we're disclosing the pre-GAAP numbers. Ultimately, the business of tipping point is positive results. And so therefore, in regard to how to recognize this in accounting terms, it may take one or two quarters, but it is basically showing a profit. And for 4 billion in sales, it should be 3 billion in expenses. It should be roughly the same in pre-GAAP. So for 4 billion net sales, expenses of 3 billion per quarter. Thank you. That's all I have.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your presentation. I'm Ueda from Daiwa Securities, and this is a very basic question. And on page 9 of Tanshin, there's cash flow calculation, and tip point is integrated, and there was goodwill amortization, but cash flow I thought was going to be positive, but actually it's negative year on year. And this is probably because of the remuneration related to the performance-linked bonus. Let me try to explain. As Mr. Negi has already explained, there is loan from the Japanese parent company to the U.S. subsidiary. And this loan is part of the operational cash flow. And without this, there's actually a positive growth. Where can I see that number? Where is it included? This is excluded from the operating cash flow. I see it's excluded. It's consolidated within the same group, so there is not zero impact. It's actually reflected in the exchange rate. How big is this impact? About 2 billion. Okay? So up to the operating cash flow, this doesn't really explain everything, right? So the loan-related factor, if this is excluded, then positive 10% growth should have been seen in the operating cash flow. So previously, 22.2 billion, this year 20.6, and including a loan, this is a 22. So I think this is about 2 billion. No, I think about 3 billion rather than 2. Okay? And minus 2.3, this is a performance-related payment. Right. On the PL, we are showing the numbers that related to the allowance or reserve. This is not connected to cash flow at all. And in terms of cash flow, apart from the allowance, we have the actual payment. The actual payment was higher than the plan. That's correct. Thank you.